At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a look at some of the top 20 media figures and celebs that have the highest chance of having CIA ties. We're going to go over the chance of probability and why some of the reasons and suspicions that these people could be working for or with the Central Intelligence Agency. And I'm going to go through the list in descending order. So we're going to start with the 20th candidate to be a CIA agent in the either... You have to either be in the media or a celebrity. We might get a call from Kevin Mooring as well, and we can hash all these out. But a lot of people have suspicions about certain people. They call them operatives. And... there's a lot of these popping up in the alternative media, but these we're going to go through are more mainstream candidates and well-known people. Coming in at number 20 on the list with an 8% chance of being a CIA agent or operative is CNN anchor Jake Tapper. He has a straight news facade. He's an ex-White House scribe. He pushes intel leaks. He fits the Mockingbird reboot profile. And everything about him feels rehearsed or scripted for the skeptics, right? So Jake Tapper coming in at number 20. Number 19 on the list of potential CIA agents and most probable, coming in at a 8% chance, Kanye West, the musician, rapper. He was recently wearing his black KKK fit, and he did an interview. He's a chaotic influencer with elite ties. He has mood swings, and he's a rebel and a pawn, and goes in between and plays all these different characters, and he's very influential. He could distract or disrupt. So there could be some manipulation there with Kanye West coming in at number 19. Number 18, Jon Stewart, the ex Daily Show host. He has about a 10% chance of being a CIA operative, but I would say a lot higher. This is this list. I had AI actually come up with these. So AI, using all of its supercomputer thought processing, made this list and is telling you that these are the most likely people that are for sure CIA, but it's kind of downplaying the percentiles a bit, in my opinion. But I believe all these people probably are. Jon Stewart, number 18 on the list, 10% chance. We got Beyonce coming in at number 17 with a 10% chance, right? She's a cultural titan, ties to Jay-Z, Obama, cryptic symbolism, which fuels conspiracy theories, and her rise and control feel too perfect for some. We got number 16 on the list, Chris Cuomo, an ex-CNN podcaster. Now, Chris Cuomo, obviously, he has political ties and is involved in scandals and stuff. Arianna Huffington, the Huffington Post founder, coming in at number 15 with a 12% chance. That's guaranteed. Number 14, Jimmy Fallon, the late night show host, 12% chance. Megyn Kelly's on this list at number 13, 12% chance. Obviously, she's an obvious candidate, pushing the Pizzagate like it's good. Tom Hanks, actor, we obviously know he was pushing the Frazzle Drip logo on the Wilson ball in that movie where he's on an island. Tom Hanks, 15% chance, because, you know, I mean, he's tied to all this stuff and, you know, get the QAnon rumors going and all this stuff, right? Let's go to 9. Ellen DeGeneres, talk show host, 18% chance, guarantee. She's all tied up in the Epstein Island and other things. Bill Maher, number 8 on the list, 18% chance. Alex Jones, a 20% chance coming in at number 7. Rachel Maddow, 20% chance at number 6. Sean Hannity, 20% chance. Fox News host, huge audience, pro-intel stance, pro-Trump, you know, all this stuff. Tucker Carlson, of course, the ex-Fox host turned podcaster, 25% chance. Joe Rogan, 25% chance, very influential as well. Oprah Winfrey, 30% chance. She's a media mogul, cultural influencer, deep ties to power. And number 1 on the list of the top 20 media figures and celebrities that have the highest chance of CIA ties. Number 1 on the list, Anderson Cooper, CNN anchor. Of course, we all know he's part of the Vanderbilt. He's a Vanderbilt heir. He's interned at the CIA like Tucker Carlson. And, you know, he has a polished globalist voice. I mean, he is definitely tied to Operation Mockingbird. He's been confronted about it on numerous occasions. Guys, please support the show. I definitely need support to even keep this going, or I have to just shut it all down. I'm out here trying 2 times a day to keep it all going. Kevin Mooring is joining us right now. You can follow him on Twitter at KevinMooring73. Also follow me at Shepherd Ambellis. All the links are in the description. Click the link tree. Get my new book. Get the DVDs. Become a Subscribestar member. But make a pledge. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. It's desperately needed. Thank you. Kevin, what do you think about this list? All these people, CIA, you know, people that we've all suspected. AI says they're CIA virtually.
Well, Tucker definitely has to make that list. you know, he's probably like he's forefront. But yeah,
they're yep, not number where 4
for no reason.
Yep, Tucker's number 4 on the list. Anderson Cooper came in at number 1. Oprah Winfrey 2. Joe Rogan, Tucker. And Sean Hannity at number 5.
There's people that are on the something's wrong with Alex Jones shit. And yeah. It ain't funny. It's like almost mainstream news. Well, it actually is. If you type his name in, it'll show you Alex Jones has started a new diet and lost massive weight.
Well, like, my mom, I was saying something about the Alex Jones wearing a mask and shit, and my mom said that my dad noticed, and my dad said that's not Alex Jones, and my mom's like, I tried to tell him it's a new character playing him, but he didn't believe me, but he noticed it's not him, but his mind's not gonna let him believe that.
I seen the transformation real quick. And me and you talked about it.
Yeah.
First, they rolled this fucker out. I'm like, what happened, dude? Did they really take him out? Who is this motherfucker? And we speculated how he came up on it, you know, his tenure doing his shit for the last 20 years, making people paranoid. You know, he was pushing that fear shit too. Nothing burgers, but then releasing some government documents that are true, Shepard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of truth in there.
Well, like he explained. You know, this AI says that, you know, why Alex Jones might be an operative because Jones's mix of truth and early warnings about government surveillance and absurdity like gay frogs fits the profile of controlled opposition. This is what AI literally is saying.
That's what I'm saying, though, sprinkling a little bit of truth.
Check this out. AI says he's rubbed his shoulders with figures like Joe Rogan himself, a suspected agent by some, and even Donald Trump, who praised Jones in 2015. AI says Jones' bankruptcy filings after the Sandy Hook lawsuits revealed a tangled web of shell companies and funding.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Kid Rock in the White House yesterday getting...
Trump's going to come out in a badass suit. He's going to look like he's going out of a cannon. Like one of those.
He's dressed up like Randy Macho Man Savage.
Like a circus performer.
Like you have to see him dressed up. But he got Trump to sign where all these bots go and buy all the concert tickets. And it's like $500 just to go see a concert. And that's not what it's about. He's wanting to put an end to that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, normal people be able to afford to go to a concert because yeah. That's what's going on right now.
Scalping.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And all that.
It started, like, I'd say a good 18 years ago. Like, I think less than 10 years ago. AC/DC came through right before they all died and shit.
Yeah.
I went to go see them and it was like $500. And I'm like, I used to go see these big, huge bands and shit for under 50, mostly like 26.
To go to a Rammstein concert, it's like $600 and $800.
I only got to see them once. They came through on a Family Values tour.
Yeah, I saw that. Back then it was more affordable, but I just about was like, what the heck? It was literally like $600 a ticket.
That's nothing, dude. Like, that's what, like, Taylor Swift, her concerts are like $15,000 for 2 tickets.
Dude.
And these out there take their daughters. Yeah, they're the rich, taking out a second mortgage just to go see a concert.
That's which nuts.
Is crazy. Crazy as fuck, bro. That's nuts. You know, they kind of made the entertainment business. They want to do away with like live entertainment. That's what it looks like to me. That's why Disney's going down, all these movies. They don't want you watching that. They want you watching them 7 to 15 minute second clips on fucking Snapchat, whatever. Fucking. You know what I'm saying? People yeah. just spend their time just looking at stupid shit. Why even make a movie? You're not going to keep no audience. Well, and then they have to tell you when you're at the show to fucking turn your phones off. Now, I don't think it's so much on the reading part, Shepard, as it would be fucking like people surfing their phones. They can't get off of it.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah, they're doom scrolling and shit.
They're texting their boyfriend or something stupid.
They got some dude sent me a message with a video to where they got plasma cannons now, like in Terminator, like those lasers that you can see shoot.
The Terminator's coming around real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, people are just laughing. They just keep talking to AI. Like, they think it's great, dude. Like, just playing around with it is dangerous. You're just feeding it and making it smarter.
Yep. And then look how it just told us the top 20 suspected CIA operatives, and those really are. Those are, like, my top 20 list, basically. And it picked them out. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, do you really think Joe Rogan supposedly makes whatever he does for his podcast, which is just him sitting around talking to somebody?
They've never invested $1 into the podcast. They've had the same old smoke-filled curtain for fucking 10 years and fucking... You know what I'm saying? They've never moved the camera angle. But other podcasts, Mr. Beast... He's the highest paid YouTube channel, but he has to take loans out to make videos because he can't even afford to make them because fucking each video costs like millions of dollars. But yeah. Joe Rogan can just not even spend a dollar.
Yeah, he's like got shitty equipment. Yeah, it's probably like a tripod and an old VHS recorder. You know?
A reel to reel.
Yeah. They're all on VHS.
You see Corey Feldman's going around. He's on the Limp Bizkit tour, the Loserville. Corey Feldman calls it, he likes to call it low serve ill. And he's been going around on all these podcasts. People are wondering like what his deal is because a lot of people say he's not that talented and they're making fun of him. And then, a lot of people go to see the show too sometimes.
We know what happened to him.
Yep.
And now they're like, just keep your mouth shut. You can be a half-assed rock star.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Like, I've seen some of the shows that he's done, and he'll play, like, if you go to a concert and the sun's up, like,
yeah, he goes out when it's still light and it just looks like shit, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Just look him up later, dude, like some of his performances. But anyway, yeah, don't make no sense. And then, you know, Limp Bizkit's only pulling him in to get more people. Oh, man, Corey Feldman's going to be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people that are just going to go see that dude. Or just see the train wreck that it usually becomes.
Yeah. Yeah, it becomes like a train wreck usually.
And he eats it up and leaves. And I don't know. It's like he's living some kind of fantasy world because his music sucks.
Weird, huh? But then he's going to start hitting it, and Limp Bizkit's about ready to win a $200 million lawsuit, and he's on that tour, and like, wouldn't that be crazy if he has a song called The Joke's on You, where he leans into it. He claims he's not doing it as an act, but a lot of people think he sucks so bad that he has to be acting to suck that bad.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's almost like, just keep your mouth shut and we'll let you have a band. You know what I mean? That's what I've always thought. This is me. No, actually, you were like hanging out with Charlie Sheen and all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah, at the Playboy Mansion. He would go there.
Anybody seen Charlie Sheen? Please stand up. He drinking that tiger blood still? What happened to that dude? Or has he been dead for like 10 years? And when I need a news story, they're going to be like, Charlie Sheen found dead in a bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like Charlie Sheen too. They say Charlie Sheen raped him.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a weird, twisted reality that dude lives in.
Yeah. Strange shit in Hollywood, huh?
I sent you that news story about Iran was wanting to strike David Garcia, where all of our bombers are at, and Trump said, well, you knew that.
They got to get rid of the flight MH370 that's hidden there in a hangar.
That's why I sent it to you. I knew you were tied into that. But no, this is real shit, like what the military channels are covering right now is this Iran United States conflict that could happen. Like Mark Fugle's scared. Like he's throwing nothing burgers out, but there's like the stock market, like gold and silver and shit. They were reaching highs and shit. And like,
I know. I feel like all this shit's going to start coming to a head, dude, quick.
And there's more severe weather for my area, maybe your mom and dad's area.
They're talking about Trump going to third term. The only way he could do that is if it's continuity of government. So something could maybe be going on for sure. Like the Planet X shit's like going to ramp in as everything collapses, as they hide the gold. You know, I mean, it just might all roll in. AI, Skynet going live.
Hey, I sent you that story about the first airlines fucking putting Skynet on the airplane.
Yeah, they're going to have all this shit linked up pretty soon. You won't even need pilots anymore and shit like that eventually. I mean, this shit's just going to be weird. Robots will build robots. No need for humans.
Listen, if it's sentient, then they can take over the airplane with Skynet.
Fuck yeah. You know they're going to do that.
They'll say somebody hacked it. And
well, they already want to put shackles on airplanes for all passengers where you got to shackle yourself in so no one can be unruly.
Oh, fuck that. Fly anyway. If there's somewhere I want to go, I'll take the drive. It might suck because it might be many hours, but no. I'll put my life in my own hands. How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I'm going to get out of here, guys, because my voice is shut. I got a cold and everything. But thanks for coming on, Kevin. Awesome. We got through this AI list. Pretty crazy that came up with all of these probabilities for CIA agents that sound really feasible to me. So, guys, we'll see you later. You have a great night. I'll see you in the morning. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.